That is Shell. The song is called Paint My Life. Appropriate because we are beginning our cavalcade of the arts this morning. It is where we talk to folks who are involved in all of the arts events across northern Minnesota, whether we're talking Bemidji or Brainerd or Ely or Grand Rapids. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It is the Friday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton on this Volunteer Appreciation Day. We thanks to the folks who lend their talents to us, their expertise in the world, including people like Katie Marshall. She comes in on Friday mornings and lets us know, first Fridays of every month, lets us know what's going on. So we appreciate it, Katie. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So I especially like, I mean, sometimes I think you don't want to go outside on a day like today since it's 20 below zero. Our warm spot this morning, I think, is Brainerd at 19 below.
Okay, yeah, it was 29 when I started my car, so.
Yeah, good times. But it is well worth it if you bundle up because there are still always things to do, especially where arts are concerned across northern Minnesota.
Absolutely.
Right? Do you expect a smaller turnout because of the cold, or
I think somebody said, you know, if this was like the first or second day of really cold weather, maybe, but it's been cold for a while. Yeah. Everybody's kind of like, well, you can stay inside or you can go do something.
That's right. And it's inspiring just to know what's going on throughout the whole region. Because, of course, someone can't go to Ely and Grand Rapids and Bemidji and Brainerd and all this stuff. But it might make someone say, you know, I've been meaning to take up that paintbrush again.
Absolutely. Yep. And what better time to do it than
Yeah. No kidding. That's a good thing to do winter. Instead of get eye floaters from binge watching like John Bauer's doing. Oh. But anyway, so should we start with first what's going on throughout the rest of Grand Rapids besides McCroskey?
Sure. Yeah, this might be one of our busiest Januaries yet. Usually a few places take January off just because it's a little slower, a little colder, but we've got 9 different things happening for First Friday in Grand Rapids. So,
Wow.
the first thing is that Frame Up has new owners, and it's a meet and greet with Eric and Corinne Mann. They're the new owners of Frame Up. They're going to be displaying some original artwork by Victoria Craigthorpe. So chance to meet the new faces at Frame Up tonight.
Yeah, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Eric is a volunteer at Northern Community Radio, so we're pretty thrilled for his new venture.
Yep, I think it'll be great. And then the VFW has some hot jazz from 7 to 10. The featured guests this month are Doug Haining on winds and Nathan Norman on drums. So it'll be great music there from 7 to 10. There's a couple things happening in the mall. The mall itself is going to be hosting Nevada Jagger with her paintings on acrylic and denim, plus they'll have some refreshments. And then Crafted by Itasca Life Options is open in the mall, and they will be displaying some of the work that their artists of all abilities have created there. Then across the street in Central School, there's another couple things. You can sort of group your stops into chunks. And I did hear Flowers by Jeannie is going to be having something as well next to Frame Up. They're just not on the list. So
okay.
There'll be at least 2 things to do at every stop. So in Central School, the artists in residence are going to be up on the 3rd floor. I know for sure that Mary Corwin and Wasa Abed are going to be up there. David Dobbs will probably be holding down the fort at McCroskey, but you can see his works in progress up on the 3rd floor of Central School. And at True North Salon and Spa, they are hosting a special acoustic performance by Bijou Noor from 4 to 7 p.m. And then the Grand Rapids North Star Women's Club is going to be showing free kids' movies on the 2nd floor in Central School in one of the classrooms. So screenings will be at 4:40 and 5:30. The movies are free, and they will have popcorn and hot chocolate available for $1. And at Brood Awakenings, their featured artist this month is Patty Farrell with her whimsical acrylics. And from 4 to 5:30, they will have jazz by Sam Miltich, and they always have a dinner special and complimentary coffee and cookies there.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Now let's talk McCroskey. McCroskey has 2 galleries. You have the front gallery, what that's called?
That's the McCroskey Gallery.
Okay. Yep. I should know that. And then the Minnesota?
The Minnesota Gallery.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So in our McCroskey Gallery this month, we have Barbara Kreft. We have her abstract paintings. She grew up in a small town in northern Germany, but has been in the United States for quite a while, and she is in the Minneapolis area now. So she has... I'm not going to do a good job of describing abstract paintings, but they're very large. Most of them are quite large.
Okay.
And it's a really interesting show, really fun to look at, especially if you're interested in abstract art. And she's going to be there tonight to speak about her work. It's always fun to hear what, you know, artists, their process. I know she talks in her artist statement, she talks a lot about her process. So I'm sure she'll be speaking to that tonight. And she's really interested in letting people kind of come up with their own stories for the pieces.
So. Okay.
Yep. And then in our Minnesota gallery, we're very excited because we have Kristen Anderson, a local artist, and her work is fiber art. So she has some felted pieces, rugs and some wall hangings, and they're all around the theme of, well, the title of the show is Adaptation and Optimism, and it's about winter survival, creatures nice. Winter survival specifically. It was inspired by Bernd Heinrich's book, Winter World,
about
how animals adapt. And so there's some really, so it's got a great theme for this time of year, plus fiber is excellent for this time of year. It's a super cozy show, and it's a the pieces are lovely. We've had some people coming in already to check them out, and Kristen will be there tonight as well, so we can hear more about her process as well, which sounds quite interesting to get to arrive at the final product.
What an interesting thing to, you know, we think of fiber art sometimes not as the art part, but as more of a craft, I think, sometimes. Or, you know, I have my sister-in-law always makes me felted wool slippers every year, and but then to move from that, which is amazing, I can't do that, and then to move into the kind of work that Kristen does, where it's a piece of art, you know?
Yep, you're arriving at a specific image. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And then we've got great music tonight as well. Native American flute player Darren Thompson will be there from 4 to 6. Domino's is providing the food, so pizza party at McCrosty.
Wow.
Yes. They're delivering at 5, FYI, if you want it really hot.
Oh, that is a good tip.
So it's going to be, it's going to be a great night. Definitely the place to be. So.
All right. Sounds great. So if you want more information, you can find that at macrostyartcenter.org or
GrandRapidsArts.org has the full First Friday schedule.
All right. Sounds great. And if you're somebody, and we'll be talking about some of the Bemidji things going on as well, it'd be fun sometime if someone almost did this as a scavenger hunt or something. Or, you know, tried to make sure. Have you met anybody that makes sure they go to every single place?
You know, I've heard that people try to do that. I would find that to be challenging. But this kind of month, you could probably pull it off. I think December, you would have been hard pressed to make it to all the stops. There were like 15 different things, but you'd have to set a timer definitely and just be really, really diligent. But
yeah, that would be hard because you always kind of end up talking to people, and it's a good time in the community. Katie, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to hear more about what's going on in Bemidji and Brainerd. It is the Friday Morning Show. New music right now from Blitzen Trapper.
Gun, and he sent me off in shame.